Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey,
here
Rob.
Here he is.
Good morning.
Here
good
he
morning.
Is, limbering up.
Right, I've got two of basically marine stories. One's all right and the other's not.
Okay.
But you've got to talk about the not good stuff.
You do.
Sometimes,
yes.
Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Important.
Right, anyway. Marine researchers have discovered a small sea slug living in South Westland. Its scientific name is Smeagol. Or it's sometimes known gravel maggot.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Smeagol or gravel maggot?
Yeah, it's obviously named after Smeagol because it lives in thing and it's got this thing
lives
about
in
a ring.
Caves and,
yeah.
And it's like it has this ring and it won't let it go for some reason and scientists don't know why.
But gravel maggot, when I first read, I'm just going to stop there for a little bit.
That's a hardcore band name.
It couldn't be a term of endearment. But you could say to someone, that guy is a right gravel maggot.
Yeah.
It does sound like, some sort of sesh demon.
Yeah. Gravel maggot.
Yeah.
It also sounds like, like a hardcore band. I can see being called gravel maggot. Or maybe like a wrestler as well.
Yeah.
It could be quite a good wrestling name.
Or
a pie.
Yeah.
A pie?
A gravel maggot.
Oh, well, gravel maggot. Anyway.
I say that checks out.
Until this year, Wednesday, innit? I can get away with so much Wednesday because you two haven't woken up yet.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm bang, I'm gone. But where was he anyway? Until this year, it had only been found on one beach in Wellington and another beach in Kaikoura. During a trip, researchers used a new DNA technology for detecting the presence of species, and over 500 different species were detected in the Ho Tai Marine Reserve, ranging from bacteria to dolphins. That's everything, isn't it?
That's all of it. That's all of
I would
nature.
Imagine humans are in there somewhere.
We're on
I think
the
dolphins...
scale of evolution between bacteria and dolphins.
Now, the scientists don't know if the new population is its own species or related to the other two known populations.
Mm-hmm.
Not much is known about the gravel maggot. I'm never going to be able to say that word without laughing inside.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, to be honest.
But it seems likely it has some role. They're not sure what they do, but it's likely they have some role in recycling nutrients from beach-cast kelp back into the ocean ecosystem.
Good for them.
Good for them.
I'm imagining...
Go the gravel maggot.
Go the gravel maggot. Right, this one...
Honestly, any bands out there, you can have that one.
I normally call that, but I'm going to let that one go. This isn't good. Sea sponges off the southern coastline have been found bleached white for the first time ever.
Oh, I did see this.
Following extreme ocean temperatures. Scientists from Victoria University discovered the sponges, which normally are a chocolatey brown colour, are near Breaksea Sound and Doubtful Sound in Fiordland. They said in some parts as many as 95% of the sponges were bleached.
That is crap.
That is bad news.
Last year, the world's oceans were the hottest in recorded history, which can cause the oceans to acidify and degrade reefs and ecosystems.
Yay.
In April, the coastal waters were up 2.6 degrees. They were above average, and they were even higher in Fiordland.
God, that is... I kind of appreciate that you started with the nice story about the gravel maggot, and then you've left us on this emo note, but it's a reality check.
Well, scientists are saying that there's so many species of sponges and coral here, or everywhere, actually, and we don't know what their thermal tolerances are.
Far out.
Which led me to think, and I've got a question for you because you probably know more. I mean, COP26, what's happened since then? I know there's so much other stuff going on in the world, but this is like super important as well. And what's happening?
I probably know as much as the next person, I'd imagine.
If there's anybody out there that does know, we just,
we need to sort this out.
I think whatever's happened hasn't been enough. And
There should have only been a COP one.
They should have got it sorted the first time
around.
Exactly,
right, sorted out. So, sure, I'll leave it like that. But
it's good to think about that. And those photos are pretty stark as well, if you do see them come up.
Yeah.
It is, as you say, chocolatey brown colour.
Yeah.
And then like bleached white, pretty grim vibe. Yeah. You have picked us a kind of hearty tune to end
yes.
on today.
Yes, well, this actually, I was thinking about this earlier on. This would be my band of the year so far.
Ooh,
and
big call.
It's Yard Act. I just love them. And this song's called Pour Another.
Okay, this is from the album as well that just came out. It's got a very small amount of swearing in it. You've been warned, but I think you'll probably survive.
I didn't think there was any in it.
Just the one. There's the one swear. That's all right.
Didn't even hit my meter. Swear meter.
Key ears will hear it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
To find a beat in the break, the needle combing through the grooves of your mind had already stuck. And so you turn to a friend, you ask them what they had left. They stuck their hand down the back of their pants and said, I think the conversation might be reaching an end. I said, we can't have that.
Great choice here, Rob. Nicely fitting.
Yeah.
Pour Another by Yard Act. Someone sticks it in saying that they saw a turtle off Rangitoto about a month ago. There were three of them on the boat and they all agreed it was a turtle. That is deeply unusual, speaking of warm waters. Do we have any turtles in New Zealand?
Or obviously one.
We've got one in Rangitoto, but we don't have any native turtles, do we? They just have come from overseas, I imagine.
I have no idea.
Buzzy as. If you know any more about turtles, text us on 5395.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.